Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Thursday night. It's 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 7:30 p.m. on the central side, and that's where Jeannie Navella is. I'm over on the eastern side, and we are here today to talk about whatever Jeannie wants to talk about. And the way this whole thing got started is this is actually Jeannie Navella's radio show. If you go to JeannieNavella.com, now spelling counts, so you got to go to Jeannie, J-A-N-I-N-E, Avila, A-V-I-L-A.com. If you go there, you'll be able to hear the previous radio. I'm sorry, you will be able to hear the previous radio shows.
Yeah, yeah.
But you'll also be able to see the really cool websites that she put together as well. And we do this also on Building Fortunes Radio /Jeannie, so it's easy for people to find these radio shows if you wanted to. So we are here as many Thursdays live as we can, and if we miss a live one, we always do a replay, so there's something always going on over here. And tonight, Jeannie's got a special topic for us. I'm going to let her introduce that. And I always love to listen to Jeannie because she's got the great ability to walk the walk and talk the talk and kind of tell you the stuff that you need to hear. And if you apply these principles, you can make a very big difference in your life as well as in your business. So, Jeannie, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter, for providing the platform that allows me to do what I love and just share things I've learned and things that have – I've had a very interesting career, and I've been blessed to have some wonderful mentors and friends and – you know, that have just rallied around me, and the people, there's the things I've learned, and then there's the things that just happened. And I like to share, and I've often said on this show, I'm not, it's like, you know, they say practice what you preach. Well, I'm just preaching what I practice. And that is often, and many of you know, and I've heard Peter and I both talk about Morgan, who does all the marketing support for the show. And I will venture to say she's probably a lot of the inspiration for the show, because she keeps saying, do the show live, talk about what happened this week, and what did you learn, and things like that. And then she creates this great marketing stuff. And that was, tonight's topic is like making sure that you have an entrepreneurial mindset. And if you're listening to this show, I know I'm probably preaching to the choir, but you might want to have somebody listen to this show, because a lot of people say they want success and they say they want to build a business and they want to work from home, or more importantly, they want to be their own boss. Like, that's the dream, right? Be your own boss and have the freedom that comes with that. But what I learned a long time ago is that with freedom comes responsibility, and there's a whole lot of things that happen and that must happen when you're running your own business, and to be successful and to be able to pay the bills, and if you have employees, to pay them and to pay yourself and to provide for your family. And I learned this, unfortunately, back in 1983 when I became a single mom and I had 7 kids at home. And I had to really learn how I was going to be able to do this, because I'm a person, though, although I've had a very storied business career, I never wanted to work outside the home. And all of a sudden, I found myself in this situation, and that's a lot of mouths to feed. And I had a mindset already that I did not want to be some broke, suffering single mom. And you know, you all know people that wear it around their neck like an albatross, like, I'm a single mom. And I didn't want that for my family. That wasn't my thing. And so I started reading the right books and surrounding myself with the right people. And one of the best pieces of advice that my mentor, who I talk about often on this show, Rosemary, said to me was, you need to stop watching the news. And my immediate reaction, and yours might be too, if people say this to you or if you're hearing this, is that, well, how am I going to be informed? How do you stop? Like my parents, I grew up with my parents watching the news. Like every night it was like whatever, the 6 o'clock news and then the 11 o'clock news for the updates and Walter Cronkite. And that was before Ted Turner figured out CNN and 24-hour news and all of this stuff. And when Rosemary said that to me, she didn't just tell me to stop watching the news. She explained to me what the damage that watching the news all the time does to my subconscious mind. And I was just starting to learn about that. And then she also talked about the time, that you don't have time for that. And she said, and stop watching television. And back then, I was like putting in my calendar shows I was watching, and like I would plan for that. But when you create a vacuum and then you plan to fill it up with other things, you start to get the things you want that matter in your life when you're the star of your own show, and you're starting to get the things you want. And I think it's more important today than it was then. And then some of you were probably on the show a few weeks ago. We had two shows with Jerry Clark, who's just a wonderful, he's traveled the world training, and he understands the brain and mindset. And I met him back in 1996. Some of you might not have even been born yet. And Jerry said, you know, people need to stop watching the news. They need to go on a media fast. And again, we get pushback because people think, oh, you've got your head in the sand like an ostrich. You don't have to, you need to be informed. And I'm here to tell you that what happens is if there's something you need to know that impacts you and you need to drill down on it, somebody will tell you. The people that watch the news will tell you. And the other thing I'd do is I would glance at the headlines when I walk past the newspaper box and see if there's anything I need to know. And then if there was, and there was something that impacted me, I could find out about it. So since then, a lot has changed because now we have social media. And I had somebody tell me the other day that they get all their news off of Snapchat. And I was like, what is the source of that? You know, and people start to get actually addicted to the negativity of the news. So I'm going to back up because I'm talking about your having an entrepreneurial mindset, and that's what's required to have a successful business. And because there's a lot of pitfalls, and everybody, you know, it might seem glamorous, but you have to be tough, and you have to have a show must go on mentality. Because when you're running your own business and you are the boss and you have a bad day or you get sick or somebody dies or something happens, you have to have a business plan and a mindset that can go forward. You have to have the right people in place and you have to have a plan, because you can't just not open the store, not show up, not do the business. And being sad or depressed or upset isn't an option. And how many times do we have people say, I just took a mental health day. Like, we didn't have that in the past. But it's more important than ever because of this media, just like fire hosing we have all the time. I mean, and if you don't keep the news on, and that's my suggestion, number one. I know people, and I'm sure there's people listening to, that have the news on in the background all the time. I had a guy I used to work with. And he was always saying he was a personal development guru and work on yourself. And he had his days, but he always had the news on in his office on a TV. And it was on all the time. And what that does is it takes a toll on your subconscious mind. And I think one of the biggest problems with all of this, watching the news and all of that, is that our people underestimate the power of the subconscious mind. And I'm going to say probably 25 years ago, I listened to, it was a cassette tape series then. Some of you don't know what that is. But it was an audio program by Dr. Dennis Waitley that literally changed my life. And it was called The Psychology of Winning. And in that program, and in fact, I just got it on audiobooks again. It's been updated. The Psychology of Winning, I think Dr. Dennis Waitley does one of the best jobs I ever heard of explaining the subconscious mind. And in that program, he says it's like the subconscious mind is like a little robot. And whenever you tell it what to do, it takes it as a command. And that's why negative self-talk is so disempowering and so damaging. And when you hear people say, oh, I'm so stupid, your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between the truth and a lie. And if you say, I'm so stupid, it's damaging to your subconscious mind. And many of us, and I say us, grew up with some programmed negativity through parents. And they didn't know any better. They didn't have the access to information that we have today. But what I had to do, and a lot of people have had to do, is undo some negative programming. And there's a whole technique, and we're going to do part two to this show next week to talk about some of that. And I'm not one of these people that believes positive thinking is the answer to everything, but I do know that it makes life better. And I do know that, you know, the old thing, garbage in, garbage out, what you take in through your ear gates and your eye gates, the things you see, you can't unsee. Your brain remembers those images forever in your subconscious mind, even if you don't consciously. Sometimes we don't understand why we're getting in a bad mood or why we dislike a certain thing. And that's programming coming from the subconscious mind. That's why I have never watched a horror movie. I don't allow the kids to have them on in my house or the grandkids or whatever because of the negative programming. The news, once in a while, I'll go look at the news. I'll turn it on and I'll watch it so I can see what's going on because there's something going on that there's a threat, or certainly during, you know, COVID and there was so much happening. But I knew people that had it on 24/7, and I would go watch it, turn it off, and then I use audiobooks on You Know Who, where their name starts with an A and ends with an A. And I've got, while I'm working at my desk or while I'm doing things around the office, I'm educating my mind and reprogramming my mind. And again, this has served me very well because we can get filled up with fear and anxiety and worry. And when you start to worry, it's such a negative use of your energy. And, you know, one of my favorite quotes by Mark Twain said, I've suffered a great many catastrophes in my life. Most of them never happened. And that was Mark Twain on worry. I've suffered a great many catastrophes in my life. Because when you worry, you suffer. And then he says, most of them never happened. And that's the damage that you spend instead of being joyful and present and enjoying the present moment. It's like this negative subconscious programming have people waiting for the other shoe to drop, for something terrible to happen, and it robs you of your joy of the present moment. So that's the reason, for me personally, I don't like negative reality shows. If they're funny and, you know, entertaining, that's one thing. But, you know, I have a daughter that likes to watch those Real Housewives shows. And I was trying to explain to her that I think it's damaging because you're programming your subconscious mind, and you may not have the kind of situation that they're putting on television. And the next thing you know, you're mad at your husband and you're reacting subconsciously, not even knowing it, to something that you've seen on television, or you think, because this guy's cheating, it plants a seed. And this is a serious topic because our mind is our most valuable asset. And it's the greatest tool we have to pull ourselves out of anything. And I've had a lot of adversity in my life. And that's actually what prompted this show, Peter, because this week I was with a good friend of mine, and we were just catching up with each other, and she said, how are you? What's going on in your life? What's going on with your mom? So I started to talk about some of the things with her and update her on that. And she said, oh, my God, how are you able to stay positive and keep moving forward with all that going on? And it was just like, that's what made me realize. I said, it's mindset. And you build emotional muscle over time when you learn you can't collapse into a problem. And I'm not saying don't feel it, but I'm saying you build emotional muscle when you equip your mind to help you get through things, and you surround yourself with the right people. And we'll talk about that when we come back after the break.
Excellent. So we're going to take a little commercial. Yep, we're going to take a little commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Jeanine Avila. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PM Marketing's NetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
We are back. Peter Mingles here with Jeanine Avila. Thoroughly enjoying this conversation. You can go listen to this again if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jeanine or go directly to Jeanine's website, JeanineAvila.com. So, Jeanine, back to you.
Thank you, Peter. So, we talked about protecting it was a pastor at a church I used to go to, always talked about the ear gates and the eye gates. And when people get in worry and it becomes a vicious cycle, and a lot of times people don't even know they're being negative. They don't even know they're making negative comments. And just as an example, when you ask somebody, how are you doing? And if they say, not too bad, that's a negative comment. And it seems innocent, but it can be better when you're talking about, you know, I'm great, I'm having a great day. We had Dan McCormick on the show a while back. And one of the things I remember about Dan, and these are not people who have perfect lives. These are people who have a mental mindset that doesn't allow them to get sick. Dan would always say, I'd say, how are you, Dan? And he'd say, I'm having the greatest day of my life. And he always had a positive attitude. And he could get serious, and he had trials and things like everybody else. But what I learned a long time ago is we're all going to go through things. And you can go through them suffering, or you can go through them gracefully. And, you know, Jim Rohn, who was someone that I just loved listening to, and I had the good fortune of getting to meet him and spend some time with him. And Jim Rohn always said, you know, your life can be an example or a warning. Be careful, people are watching. And as leaders, and if we're building a business, whether it be in direct sales or if we're doing a show like Peter and I are doing, or even if you're just parenting or you have employees, you're the leader. And, you know, Rosemary always taught me the speed of the leader is the speed of the group. And how many of us know that in a family, if mom is not happy, nobody's happy. And with dad, I saw a comedian that said, you didn't grow up in a family like I did if you didn't get frightened when you saw your dad's car pull up in the driveway. And it was like, what do we need to do? But we all have this programming from childhood. Some of us really good, some of us not so good. Everybody was dealt a different hand, you know. That's the way it is, and it's how we play it. So what we see a lot on social media, and I've had to really limit my social media. I don't get notifications on my phone because I don't like the distractions. And I enjoy social media, what's good about it, but I've learned how to manage it. And that's what I want to suggest, because what I hear a lot of people say is, I don't get on Facebook, I don't get on Instagram, I don't get on any of that because I don't like all the politics and I don't like that. So the negative takes away the joy. What I love about social media is I can pick up my phone and I can see that my nephew, Doug Porter, just signed an agreement to go to college in Tennessee, and it was his dream, and I can see the pictures. And I can see a wedding on the East Coast of a dear friend, and it's like I was there because I'm looking at the video, and I can keep up with people, but I control it. I don't sit there and scroll and read every annoying thing. And if someone starts in on my wall or does something that's offensive to me, to my belief system, and they're using my platform to promote their agenda, I delete their comment and I write a nice thing and tell them why. And So I enjoy social media, but it's because I've had to learn how to control it because of this mindset that I acquired, because I value my relationships and my friends and family. And so I've just learned that what I want to see is, you know, my friends Justin and Kirsten and their son Asher, and they're always posting about him, and I get to see that because, and you know, they live in California, and I get to see their fun posts because I haven't let the negativity rob me of my joy of being able to do that. And that's just me. And that's my mindset, is that if something's not working for you, we don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. You adjust and you figure out how to do it. And you don't get, you know, I use Snapchat for my family stuff. And my kids were at a birthday party last night in California, and I wasn't there, but I was, because I got to watch the video and I got to see them sing. And it helps me to be there. And I have to be careful, because when I get on Snapchat, they've always got all these outrageous stories they want you to go look at, and they're usually around somebody's divorce or somebody's tragedy or somebody's, you know, they're negative. Spent my life trying to, you know, create a positive mindset in the people around me and my family and myself. I know that people are more attracted to negative stuff, so I see it. But the one thing I'm going to say in summary, because I know I'm like sort of on a soapbox here, but this is a super important topic that I think is overlooked a lot. And if you're saying, what does this have to do with building a home-based business or building your fortune, it's your mindset. How many of us know people that have got it all and then lost it all because they don't have the mindset? I knew a guy that built a great fortune, but this guy had like an emotional glass jaw. Like anytime anything happened, he reacted with anger or fear. And he finally lost everything because you have to build the mindset so that you can sustain what you build and so that you can enjoy the life that you're trying to build for yourself. And a huge part of that starts with understanding the power of the subconscious mind. And that's visual or auditory. You know, everybody's got these two things, visual and auditory. And I have a goal poster that I make every year. And I cut things out of magazines, and I have fun, and I put it up, but you put it up where you can see it, and your subconscious mind goes to work. This is like the secret weapon, you guys. Your subconscious mind starts going, oh, okay, this is what we want. This is what we want. And you put things, and it can not just be material things. If you look at my goal poster, it's going to have attitudes and people having fun and joy and the things that you want. And that's how you start to control your own mindset. It's like, for me, I control what goes into my mind. I decide what movies I watch. I decide what I look at, who I talk to. And it doesn't, now that I'm older, it doesn't take me very long to realize that I have to cut somebody out of my life. Because, and not in a rude way and not in a hurtful way, but I have to limit people's access to me. And I had a conversation with my daughter about this week, because she was really bothered because one of her friends was sending her a lot of long, emotional, negative texts. And I said, the problem is these people didn't used to have access to us 24 hours a day like they do now. Like, they'd have to show up at your house and try to walk in and drag in all their drama with them. And what you learn how to do is how to gracefully and kindly ask people not to talk to you about something, because it's not good for them and it's not good for you. And when you learn how to do this, where it's not in a rude way and it's not in a harsh, you know, I have a belief that you can tell anybody anything if you do it with love and kindness and timing. Timing's hugely important. But to have a business and to be successful in that business, you know, you're going to hit some walls and you're going to go through some peaks and valleys, and you got to be rhino tough, like with that 2-inch rhino skin. And, you know, you got to put your horn into it, as Scott Alexander says sometimes, so that you can survive. But one of the main reasons that you must keep a positive mind is because you're going to have some problems in life, and you need to be a creative problem solver for your business to be successful. And it's, the mind cannot hold a negative thought and a positive thought at the same time. They're polar opposites. So when you have a problem to solve, you know, W. Clement Stone, and this was some of the best advice I ever heard, was that W. Clement Stone said, no matter what happens in business, you have to say, that's good, here's why. And then you go to work, and that's where you roll up your sleeves and you say, this is good, here's why. Now I'm learning, or this happened early, and now I know how to do this. And it'll pull you through so many, and not only because money's not the goal. I mean, money's great. It helps you have the life you want. But how many of us know people that have a lot of money and they're not happy? And, you know, it's not the things that bring us the joy. And Jim Rohn always used to say, it's not the $1 million. It's the person you become along the way. And that's why think tanks work and brainstorming sessions and masterminds are so important. It's like iron sharpening iron. You want to get around the right people. And if you've been a loyal listener to this show, you know I'm always talking about the people around you and really making sure you have the right people around you in your inner circle and your friends. And, you know, there's an old saying that says friends will sing your song when you forget the words. And that's so true because I have friends in my life that know me as well as I know myself, if not better. And sometimes if I start going on a rant or getting off path, they'll remind me, no, remember you said da 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 da. And that's what you want. You want good, strong people around you that'll tell you the truth with love. But that doesn't happen by accident. That doesn't happen by you just allow people to have access to you and you learn with good discernment to build a network around you of people you can depend on and that are like-minded. And that way you don't go around like, I'm never judging people because if they like to watch reality shows, it's entertainment. If it's not, for me, it doesn't work. I have memories in my subconscious mind from a hard marriage and things that were damaging to me in my past. And when I watch that stuff, it triggers subconscious memories or I'll find myself in a mood. So for me, it doesn't work. So my thing is I've just tried to share with people things that have worked for me. And I've been able to have joy in my life through the hardships and through the adversity because of the people around me and obviously because of my faith, but because I protect my mindset at all costs. Brian Tracy said, you can lose everything in life, and as long as you still have your mind, you can get it all back. You did it. If nobody gave it to you, if you built it, and, you know, I had a stroke in 2000, well, several of them, in 2002, and it really scared me because I kept thinking about Brian Tracy saying, your mind is your most important asset. You can, you know, I'm like, I got to protect my mind. I have to do whatever I have to do. I lost 100 pounds. I went to work on my health to make sure that wouldn't happen to me again because it really scared me because I almost lost my brain power. And I did lose it for a while, but I got it back. And just like he said, you can get it all back. But it took work and it took effort and it took the people around me and it took feeding positive into my brain. And I actually read later that people that have recovered from strokes, the people that have a positive mindset have a much greater chance of recovering from a stroke than people that don't. And, you know, many people know Norman Cousins healed himself of cancer from watching comedy movies and Laurel and Hardy and laughing because laughter is good for the soul and it's a good medicine. So don't shortchange yourself by getting attracted or trapped or tricked or drawn into listening to all this negativity. And make sure that you're putting positive into your mind. And it helps. It's not the answer to everything. But let me tell you, it helps. And like Les Brown says, and a friend of mine was talking about this today, when the messenger of misery shows up at your door, and it's not if, it's when, because in this life we will have trouble, and it's not, you know, it's not if, it's when. It's like if you're not going through a storm, this is what Les Brown always says, if you're not going through a storm right now, watch out because one's coming. And it's like just be ready and be prepared. And, you know, if you walk out into a snowstorm and you're wearing shorts and a T-shirt and flip-flops, you're going to get really cold because you're not prepared. And in life and in business, if you want to build a strong business and a strong income, you have to prepare your mindset. And that is yours and yours alone, your job to do. A spouse can't make you happy. It's not up to your friends to make you happy. That's your job. That's an inside job. So what you put into your mind is the most important thing. What you read, what you look at, what you watch, that's how you build that emotional muscle that will carry you through the hard times. Peter, I've been going for 30 minutes, so I am going to wrap it up and kick it over to you to close. Thank you for this platform because it's an important topic.
You're on a roll. So for those people who want to hear this again, if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine, you'll be able to hear this all over again. And you gave a lot of people a lot of things to really kind of slice up and think about. So you probably want to hear it again because you were most likely distracted when you were listening, because Janine might have said something and then you started thinking, you missed three more sentences before you came back to her. So this is one of those where you probably have to listen again and again and again and then start to apply this stuff, because a mindset, I think, is more like a lifestyle, and it doesn't happen in one event. It's not like, okay, now all of a sudden I have the right mindset. So it takes some practice, and after who knows how many days it becomes you. And all great stuff. So Janine, we'll be back next week, I hope, with the continuation of this topic.
Yep.
And for those people that are looking for a great coach, make sure you check her out. Go to you can go to buildingforgeradio.com/Janine, but check her out on her own website, JanineAvila.com, and there's contact information places over there where she'll be able to have access to you as well. So we'll catch everybody next week. Thanks, Janine.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.